coronavirus relief bill. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News.
We're willing to negotiate. We are willing to sit down as long as it's a serious negotiation. Thus far, it has not been serious.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the Trump administration refuses to budge on a price tag.
In our negotiations with the White House, Chief of Staff Meadows and Secretary Mnuchin were unable to go above $1 trillion. And their trillion was far short of the country's needs.
President Trump took executive action to try to provide coronavirus aid after talks broke down last week. Hundreds of thousands across the Midwest remain without power after a storm packing 100-mile-per-hour winds tore through the region yesterday. The storm blamed for at least one death. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal. And the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The best news I have for you for the next few days is the number of storms will be increasing. In other words, your odds of getting wet are getting better, but still the storms will be random. It'll be feast or famine. Some towns will get a lot of rain, and other towns not nearly as much.
National Weather Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Pike County in southeastern Alabama until 3:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 3:04 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Ansley, or 10 miles north of Goshen, and is nearly stationary. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Troy, Goshen, Troy Municipal Airport, and Ansley. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 3:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Pike, Alabama.
Warning.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I'm going to take this call from my doctor, so talk to Rosie.
Hello. I thought he was kidding, but he's really not. How is everybody this afternoon? I'm wet because I got caught in the rain.
Here they are.
Yes.
Here we are.
Please clap.
I'm aware.
Yay. Yay.
And I will... Now, do I have to do anything tortuous, like not eat or anything like that?
Greg is going in for his physical tomorrow.
Okay, I will be there in tip-top condition. Thank you.
So what you hear is the discourse between he and his doctor's office.
Well, you know, have you ever tried to call a doctor's office back?
Yeah, I know.
They do watch us on television in the morning over there. I know that. So that's tomorrow. Not that I'm the least bit worried about it or anything. But it's been nice. If anything...
It's not going to, Greg.
But we do have, I mean, some pretty ferocious...
Yes, I came in looking like a drowned rat this afternoon.
I made it in just as the drops were beginning to fall. But let's take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler and see where it is. And I also pulled up the audio from September 3rd. September 3rd, 2014, when we were having a situation just like the one we're in right now.
Every time, Joey said we can't hear it out here, but every lightning strike, it's popping on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, real time. You can hear the pop across the radio.
It was just a sprout then.
Yeah, it's whatever's going on is very close to us at the moment. Hey, by the way, how about Obama's approval finally dropping below 40? Down to 39. So 61% of the country has its head out of his ass. The other 39%, what are you waiting for?
Well, I got Obama figured out. Finally.
Somebody has.
After all this time.
What's your take?
He wants to be Tiger Woods.
Then we got hit by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joey saw my skeleton. I was propelled into the back well, and we slowly went off the air. Not that that's going to happen today.
No.
But when it's as close and loud as it's been this afternoon, I do tend to wonder. What's this? The second we had airport warning, severe thunderstorm warning. It's really not a gigantic area, so once this passes through, that'll be it for a while.
A severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Autauga County, northeastern Dallas County, until 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 3:12 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Valley Grande and is nearly stationary. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Valley Grande, Burnsville, Paul M. Grist State Park, Valley Creek Junction, and Barrett Creek. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Autauga, and Dallas.
Basis.
All right, so that's the latest on flip-flops, flip-floops. We'll have to play Crawdad's favorite thing here. The Hodge twins are out with a new video, and I want to play the audio from that. But what we should do now is redeem the winning word of the day before we get too crazy here, too far behind. If you were listening this morning, you know what that word is, and we would love to hear it as we... Get ready for an exciting Tuesday afternoon. David Blackman at 3:30. And whatever else comes along the way this afternoon, I'm sorry, I'm just, it's incredibly humid in advance with this rain. And I started sweating outside the building and I haven't stopped yet. Can we have some contest excitement music, please?
Yes.
How about the wealth? Hi there, you are caller one. Try again immediately. You are caller two. Please try again. Caller three, try again quickly. Caller four, try again quickly. Caller five, try again quickly. You're caller six. You just missed by one. I'm so sorry. And let's see. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Alan?
Alan?
Yes.
Alan.
Ow! Alan!
Alan! Alan! Alan, do you have today's winning word?
Barbecue.
Woo-hoo! Winning.
That's it. Yes, from our barbecue-ty, Jessie Lynn, she fixed the word. Yeah, that's it. So you are a winner of Lunch for Two at Wing Fingers, Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in great food. Downtown at the RSA headquarter building, that includes a meal for two, beverage, side, and air-conditioned, climate-controlled parking for free at the RSA Center.
All right, thanks.
Hey, we appreciate you listening, man, in the morning and the afternoon. Thank you. Okay, and we'll have another winning word tomorrow morning. I need some time for the Hodge twins, so I'm going to take the first break a little bit early here. Because, I mean, they're great. I will watch everything they do. But this one's about AOC, and to be honest with you, I'd like to be a bigger human being than this. I can't stand the woman. She's horrible. She is the front of the new American Communist Party, and these guys just rip her apart. Without being ugly, they just tell the truth. And they're the Democrats' worst nightmare because they're two African-American gentlemen who just have no use for the plantation mentality of the Democrats. In fact, a Rasmussen poll today showed Trump with 36% support. And if that's accurate, if that's even close to accurate, the Democrats got to be crapping themselves. But why would they anyway? I mean, they've got the village idiot of Delaware running as their candidate. And they backed themselves into a corner on a Veep pick, and I don't see anybody in that group. And that includes, yes, former First Lady Michelle Obama, who hates this country and is in a depression because Donald, even though the Obamas have accumulated nine figures in wealth and have mansions all over the damn world, this country just has, it's been, not nice? I have no use for that. Sorry. 317, it's time to love what you drive. Do you love what you drive?
No.
Then visit Jack Ingram. Okay, go to jackingram.com. You have multiple stores and brands to choose from. And
issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Crenshaw County, northeastern Covington County, until 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 3:17 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Dozier, or 13 miles southwest of Luverne, moving south at 10 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Brantley, Dozier, and Gant. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Large hail and damaging winds and continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Crenshaw, Alabama.
So, jackingram.com to get started, because it is time to love what you drive. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes!
Now, I understand the word I see on the board is
adorable.
That can only be one person.
That's right.
I was recently informed that I was caller one. Try again.
Was that you?
So, if it's the winning word, is it barbecue?
Yeah, but you're caller eight.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm a loser in life.
Oh, man. God, you know, usually because of the delay, it takes a while, but there's the line was ringing, so I had to take the call and count it as number one.
Well,
so I hope I didn't hurt your feelings.
Life goes on. I'll tell you. There's a very active radar right now, a very colorful radar. I'm sure you know that Joe Biden just announced his vice presidential selection, right?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not why I'm calling, because I would never call. I would never call for that reason.
You're right. It just came up on Fox.
Yeah. So, but there's a very active radar right now, and there's been some heavy downpours around. I just had about a third of an inch here at the house, but there are severe thunderstorm warnings for a few counties right now. Dallas and Autauga till 4 o'clock, and Pike and Crenshaw till 3:45, and Covington till about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So there's a few warnings here and there. These are little pulse thunderstorms that put on quite a show with a lot of lightning. Yeah. And I have a little person on my, well, it's a little doggy on my lap that is shaking like a leaf right now.
Oh, Chase.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought Sky, my first dog, and then I thought Bailey were scaredy cats, but this is the scaredy cat right here.
Aww.
Yeah, little Chase.
Little boy.
So some really heavy downpours out there during rush hour. Take it easy out there. Nothing unusual. Certainly not a tornado situation. Gusty winds that could cause some wind damage in some cases.
All right, I was going to bug you on the way in because I was watching this lightning dance mm-hmm. across the northwestern horizon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was some serious cloud-to-ground stuff, but I didn't want to impose.
Oh, no, my gosh, this is what I do. So I'm a slave to radar, and I'm also, I will go down in the books as caller number one.
Yeah, but you know what?
You are number one.
You are weatherman number one of all of us. We love you.
All right. Y'all take care. I'll see you later.
Okay. Poor Chase. I know.
That's the first thing I thought.
My boys don't like thunder either.
No.
I mean, they're
my cats don't.
But Hershey's smart. Hershey goes behind the toilet in the middle bathroom, which is one of the safest places to be in any severe storm. And he figured that out on his own because he's a smart little guy. Briscoe, he just needs to be close to somebody.
Yeah.
With his fat bottom. So Kamala Harris is the VP.
There you go.
Madam Goalposts.
Against Willie Brown's wishes.
Yeah, Willie Brown, the guy that mentored her in San Francisco. Boy, a lot of Freudian errors in that. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, don't take it, but if he manages to win somehow, he can make you national attorney general. This is a woman that told Joe Biden, because of you and your racist history, I couldn't be bused to a better school, something to that effect. And it turns out she made the whole thing up, which is what Democrats do. So that's a real team right there. Looks like some of the Botox, though, has come out of her face.
Because she looked like she couldn't even talk.
It was so frozen up.
I didn't see her then.
I did. It was horrendous. Well, we'll talk about it with David Plackman. All right, Sherry says I had lunch at Wing Fingers today. I'd like to call in. How about now? That's always a good time.
Yeah.
Now is a good time. So we'll wait for her and take a very short break here at 3:24.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Bria's Fashion Boutique is the worst. First, they asked me if I needed help finding anything. Just because I'm gorgeous doesn't mean I need help.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then they tell me they're having a sale. Oh, so you're assuming I'm poor. Cool.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Also, they tried to give me the friends and family discount. I'm not your friend, so...
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, the flip-flops reminded me, thank you, Montgomery Multisport. This is a revelation. I know flip-flops aren't that big of a topic, especially when we have the compelling story of Kamala Harris being picked by Joe Biden. What a joke. Anyway, they're just amazing. It's like wearing a shoe that somebody magically transformed into a flip-flop. It's all flip-flops all the time for me from about April till October. Unless it's an indoor dining. Well, not Baumhauer's, because Baumhauer's is cash, which is cool. Yeah, how about that? I can tell from the way the phones have exploded that everybody's got something to say about Joe Biden picking Kamala Harris. Fox has the story. I just posted it on Facebook. Setting aside tensions from the primary. Kamala Harris, says Fox News, the politically shrewd, which means she slept her way into the Senate, with a law enforcement background that jailed a lot of black people, caused some tensions with the progressive left, had been announced as his VP. She makes history. Can we stop with the history? The first black woman to serve as a major political party's VP pick. They did the same thing in 84 with, Geraldine Ferraro to run with Walter Mondale, was it? 84 was at 88 with Dukakis. Either way, this is hilarious. Back when Kamala was... This is the same woman, by the way, where Obama flew into California being the sexist pig that he is. Whoa, one of the most beautiful attorney generals in the world. He took a little heat for that, too. Because we're not supposed to do that, right? Doesn't political correctness require us not to notice that a woman might have a nice ass? Excuse me, Rosie. I was getting a little wound up. Maybe I should take a call. Like Mike here.
Hey, Greg, did you do that thing with the Knox twins?
The Hodge twins.
Hodge twins. Have you done that yet? Because the weather thing came on.
Oh, no. We got David Blackman coming on, so I'll do it after 4.
Looking forward to
but
it. Thank you, sir.
It is great. It is great.
Okay.
These guys.
Love you, bud.
Thank you. Same. And Crawdaddy.
Yes, sir. I got my flip-flops on, and I waxed them just because we're going to have some extra water.
You were already on the air today. We played that call when you were on the air with us back on September 3rd, 2014, when we got hit by lightning.
Yeah, I thought I heard myself. I was like, wait a minute.
That was you.
You weren't talking to yourself.
I want to reach around here and pat myself on the back. I got it right, Kamala. I knew it was going to be Kamala because Democrats do not vote based on merit. They vote based on an algorithm that determines who meets the most demographic points to get an election.
How stupid is that?
They don't vote based on merit. which is so sad because, honestly, Tulsi from Hawaii would have made a better if you're going to pick a Democrat. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree, but she was way too conservative for them.
Exactly.
This is the Communist Party of America here now. It's not the Democrats. There's nothing... Mm-hmm. Nothing moderate about any of their positions on anything, and they're encouraging all this writing, as we're going to discuss with David Blackman in a moment.
Well, I appreciate it.
I got to run because David's on the line.
I'll cut it short and say thank you once again.
I appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Could be during a severe storm like those that are passing through the area. This is the day you get the bad news that you've got moisture in a basement, your foundation has a leak, or your crawl space. These are deal killers when you're trying to sell a home. And you shouldn't allow it to happen even if you're not selling your home because it can produce mold. And then you're talking about real serious and very expensive damage to fix. There's a company in Alabama that's helped over 800,000 homeowners. That's a heck of a track record. In fact, they've been doing this since 1958. Be dry with your home, with your foundation, your basement, or crawl space. That's what you want it to be dry. And this is the company that waterproofs and provides you a lifetime warranty. There are people that had B-Dry fix water issues in a basement or crawl space back in 1958. That house is still under warranty. That's how strong the solutions they provide are. Best lifetime warranty in the business, a licensed and highly trained staff, budget-friendly solutions if you have this issue. But it's absolutely something you don't want to let grow or metastasize, because when it gets to the point where you got mold, you got a lot of trouble. So as Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud. Go to bedry.com. These folks are working here in Alabama and have been for, like I said, since 1958. You can trust them. If you go to bedry.com, they got a little quick form there you can fill out and get a free estimate or at least a checkup. You don't want to let that sit. Bedry. It is 3:32. David Blackman joins us next, and we got a hot topic right out of the box. Joe Biden's new vice presidential choice.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we got a lot of accidents to get to. Jasmine Hill at Highway 231. Have a bad crash there affecting both lanes of traffic. Use caution. I-65 northbound from Clay Street to mile marker 176, which is outside the city limits. They are doing road work this afternoon. One lane is closed to traffic. The rest are open. But it is slow going by a lot of this construction. Please use caution there. And if you're traveling on I-65 southbound, expect delays near Fort Deposit. Very bad accident down that way with an overturned vehicle, and it is stacking up. If you are traveling southbound, it's going to take you a little bit. Well, rain in the area. Don't forget the school zones in Elmore County. Going to be a busy afternoon. Buckle up and hang on. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and will deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Right now, savings count more than ever. So what if you could unlock extra savings on any project? With an extra 5% off all eligible purchases using the Lowe's Advantage card, you can. From an extra $6 off sanding that deck to saving another $75 on that new fridge, the extra savings make every project even better. Last year, cardholders saved over $300 million. Join them and start your next project with a Lowe's Advantage card. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The best news I have for you for the next few days is the number of storms will be increasing. In other words, your odds of getting wet are getting better, but still the storms will be random. It'll be feast or famine. Some towns will get a lot of rain, and other towns, not nearly as much. Storms fade out overnight tonight, low 76. I think the rain chances are a notch higher tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Still in the mid-90s tomorrow and Thursday, but low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth, and out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really South at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Oh,
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We can't wait to talk to David Blackman, author behind DBDailyUpdate.com, because just before our... Was that a weather alert? We are having some severe thunderstorms come through. So we may get interrupted from time to time by that scary override system.
I get it.
Hang on.
I wish we were having them.
We won't hear it.
I don't want anybody to be alarmed. Everybody remain calm. We are under a severe, significant weather advisory till 4:15. Take your position.
Don't be alarmed.
So before we even had a chance to get into the great blogs from the last couple of days, and by the way, I was stunned to see my name in one of your blogs.
Why?
I just really appreciate it. You're famous. Wow, you're a nationally read guy. I'm just a humble talk show host here in Montgomery, Alabama, man.
Made me smile.
Yeah, no, that was a... Wow. I made it to DBDailyUpdate.com. That's pretty freaking amazing. So Kamala Harris is the one.
Oh, boy, isn't that wonderful? She's a descendant of slave owners. She's not African-American. I don't know how the woke crowd that doesn't want anybody going to jail is going to deal with this, because she's a career prosecutor who...
Prostitutor?
Had a record. Well, no, I didn't say that. You know, it's just hilarious. She's absolutely the best pick for the Biden campaign, and absolutely the worst pick it could have possibly made. Yeah, I mean, she's awful. It's like nobody remembers her campaign. She's literally the worst campaigner out of 30 Democrats. A worse campaigner than Bill de Blasio, for crying out loud.
That's pretty.
It's stunning to me that... Well, no, it's not stunning to me. I actually predicted it would be Kamala Harris, but it just shows you how clueless Biden's campaign is. Biden didn't pick her; his campaign picked her. He probably still doesn't know.
Yeah,
or if he did know, he's forgotten by now. So he'll find out again tomorrow. It'd be great.
I'm just checking. I posted this just before you came out on social media to see what the reaction is, and
Well, I'm sure the media's all got the talking points from the DNC, so they're all saying exactly the same thing, whatever that might be.
The first African-Indian, Jamaican-American female clean and articulate president. Too bad she's cisgender. I don't even know what cisgender means. I've heard that term for years. I still don't know what they're talking about.
Me too. I'm not interested enough to really find out, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, thank you. I'm right there with you, man. Right there with you. All right, so we'll let the dust settle on Kamala a little bit. And you pointed out something interesting today, and there's so much to talk about, but Cuomo. No Cuomo. There's no buzz that he may be on the bench in case Biden goes down.
No, I think they're going all the way with Biden at this point. They're committed to it, and you know, announcing Kamala Harris today just demonstrates that there's not going to be a substitution at the convention.
She should be treated like the media treated Sarah Palin with the lipstick on a pig. Obama said that. Whoa, you would know, Barack.
By the way, this pick of Harris was probably baked into the cake a couple of weeks ago, and this is why they had to delay it. Remember, they were going to announce this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was the rumor.
But they decided on Kamala Harris, so they had to give her face time to settle, her new face, time to settle, because when you have those injections, you know, it takes a while for the... I mean, everybody, I think, remembers the freakish...
Yeah.
How freakish she looked.
Okay, so I have to talk like that with all that Botox in her face.
Yeah, it was just surreal. So that's why they had to delay this announcement for 2 weeks. They had to give her FaceTime to settle.
Well, Fox is showing her on TV, and they're showing her that big smile and laughing and all that. Lovely.
Well, anyway, so there it is. Good for her. It hurts the ticket. I mean, he'll get a little boost to the polls out of this, I guess. I'm really not sure that'll even be the case because it was all so predictable. But
well, you know, she comes from a state that's been just doing so well, California.
Well, that's the other thing. How does she help? Biden's going to win California by 20 or 30 points. Why pick somebody from California if you're actually think you're going to win?
And then the question is, why does California keep electing the same people and putting up with the same crap?
I know. Yeah, it's crazy that just from a logical from a Democrat standpoint, it all makes perfect sense because they've been targeting her as a presidential candidate since long before she even ran for the Senate. So they're just trying to set her up as a logical nominee for 2024. I think they're convinced at this point they can't win this election. And so why not, give her the boost, the exposure to the public and hope it redounds to her benefit.
Well, based on what Willie Brown said, she's had lots of exposure, in the past. I mean, that's just what I heard. I read.
I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to keep this clean.
Pardon me. And I'm getting a look from Rosie that would shut any end down right now. That's just me. I tend to be a little precocious at times. Can you tell me about the line in your blog this morning about when did Preacher Pete become a woman of color? He vanished, man. That guy just disappeared.
He did. He dropped off the face of the earth. But apparently somebody from the campaign flew out to South Bend yesterday and had a meeting with him. And, Biden's also going to, supposedly anyway, is going to announce his cabinet in advance of the convention. And he did promise Pistol Pete that he would have a seat on the cabinet and Beto O'Rourke and every other nut job that ran against him in the primary. So, I mean, he's already got AOC and Sanders on board, so why not? Just one more.
The village idiot of Delaware and Miss Hot Pants of 1978, California. Quite a team.
The irony about Kamala Harris is she just really ripped him up in a debate a year ago. It was last August.
Wasn't that a made-up story about her not being able to be bused to a better school because of Joe Biden?
Right, yeah, it was a completely made-up story, but, she just made him sound like biggest redneck racist on the face of the earth, which he, Biden always has been a racist, an obvious racist. It comes out of him constantly.
Isn't it?
And, you know, but it's just like, why do you pick her when she did that to you? It just is bizarre.
Isn't it true that Kamala Harris incarcerated a lot of, especially black men in California, mm-hmm. on drug charges and stuff?
Oh, yeah. She was throwing people into jail for possession of small amounts of marijuana and laughing about it at public events later, bragging about it. I mean, there's all kinds of video of her doing that sort of thing. It's going to be a target-rich environment for the Trump campaign.
Yeah, I can't wait. They've done some great ads, by the way. Trump has some brilliant people putting messaging together.
They really do. And, they have such a wealth of material to work with.
Yeah.
With Biden in particular and the Democrats and all the riots. I mean, think about what we've been through just in the last 2 or 3 months. All the potential for ads, the video that you can throw into an ad related to the Democratic Party. And so it's just, which is why, of course, the social media and the regular media are so focused on censoring his campaign as much as they can.
It's stunning. It is just absolutely stunning. Had anybody tried to do that to Barack Obama, there would have been hell to pay.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is supposed to be America. It's not supposed to be the Soviet Union, or at least that's how you and I grew up. That
right.
was the country we grew up in.
And it's, as Ronald Reagan warned us, it's only a generation away from being taken away.
Yeah, it can go really fast.
And,
needs to be aware of that.
We can see the plan when we look at the videos. Guy, you did a great job yesterday with the Andy Twitter feed out of Chicago. Couldn't believe what I was seeing. I could not. It's heartbreaking. That's my town. I grew up there, and I'm embarrassed. Especially,
I mean, here's how repugnant that was. Jesse Jackson was even outraged about it. Think about that.
Holy cow. And he started a lot of
Jackson.
Yeah. He was right in the middle of a lot of that stuff 40 years ago. Holy cow.
But the mayor is just so worthless. I mean, she is like, she makes de Blasio almost look competent. It's stunning how horrible she is.
When I posted your blog yesterday, I made the comment that it seems like Chicago and New York are in a race to the bottom.
It really does, doesn't it?
Who can self-destruct the first? You know, and over the last number of weeks, Beetlejuice has been begging companies to rebuild in these burn. And then, a guy gets shot, an armed man this time gets shot because he fired at the cops. They don't care. This has nothing to do with that. They've got well-organized teams that go in with U-Hauls. I mean, they've really upgraded the looting. And then, of course, at the bottom line, I saw it today. It's not looting, it's reparations.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a sign. I forget where I saw it, and I'm embarrassed that I can't recall. I look at so much stuff before I come in here, my head spins.
That sounds exactly like something today's Democrats would say. So I can't say that surprises me.
We only have scratched the surface. Can we have a couple of minutes here, break, and then I'll come right back? We'll wrap up.
Absolutely.
Time with you just goes by too fast. David Blackman, DB Daily Update, our guest. Please bookmark and visit his blog and be a smarter voter and citizen for it. We'll be right back with David after this.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee. At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And now a few seconds of inspiration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God. You know the thing.
And we turn to David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com on the line. It's funny, you did a blog today about the college football season is going to be canceled, yawn, and the Big Ten, sure enough, did.
And the Pac-12, too.
Oh, they
30 minutes later, yeah.
And they're really going to do this in the spring and then again in the fall?
No, they're not, no. You can't postpone to the spring. It doesn't work. Think about it. I mean, football is an incredibly difficult sport to play. 10 games in 1 year. And you'd be talking about putting these kids through a 10 or 12 game season in the spring, giving them a month off, then they'd have to go back and start working out again and get it ready for the fall. That doesn't work. There's no way that works. It's ridiculous. So what they're really saying is we're not going to be playing any college football until next year. And next year meaning next September. And they're all going to cancel. At this point, what's happening is the lawyers have gotten involved with the university presidents, telling them that, you know, their schools are going to be liable. Anybody gets sick, anybody dies, you're going to get sued. And they're just running away from, in fear from the liability. And so it's all going to get canceled, even the SEC.
Yeah. I did not think that would happen. The SEC.
I didn't either until a few days ago, but I've talked to a guy I know who's pretty well tied in with the, you know, he's a significant booster at UT, and he basically told me that's what's going to happen, and I believe it.
But you made a great point in that blog, and that was how professional sports, college sports, they seem hell-bent for leather on blowing all of us off. They just... I'm watching baseball, and I'm getting... it was a Nike ad. I could not believe it. There was so much social justice messaging in 60 seconds. It was like, you know, players were running up to the basket black and coming down white and all this other stuff. Why are you doing this? Why are they doing this? They just had an $890 million loss in the last quarter.
It's all virtue signaling. It's all these leagues... thinking that they have to do this to preserve their audience, their young audience, okay? Uh-huh. And they're looking at it demographically from an age perspective, and guys like you and me and anybody over the age of 49, they consider to be, you know, going away, and their new audience is what they're trying to appeal to. Their problem is that the older audience, you know, age 40 and over, is really... the loyal audience, and the audience of that, by the way, has all the money right now.
Exactly. Okay?
And so I guess they think they can go through 20 years of hard times and then come out at the end just fine. But, I mean, Nike is dying. Nike's posted hundreds of millions of dollars in losses since they adopted that Colin Kaepernick campaign last year. there's no signs of recovery there.
And then they doubled down on stupid.
Yeah, and so they just keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down, thinking, I guess, at some point it'll all catch on. But, you know, the ratings tell the story, don't they? I mean, you and I talked about this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball and NBA ratings are just abysmal. Just horrific. And so
they're not seeing the message there, I guess, or they just don't care. I'm doing my best. But I had to shut MLB Network off when I saw that Nike ad. It's not theirs. They've sold it. You know, they won't run a Trump ad, but they'll sell propaganda time to Nike. I just don't get it.
But I tell you, these colleges are a different story, though. You know, the NFL teams and the Major League Baseball, they're owned by billionaires. They can go through some down times and still survive. A fall without college football at the University of Alabama, the University of Texas, and LSU, and these really Ohio State and Michigan, these big football programs that are the lifeblood that fund their entire athletics departments.
Yep.
That give money, pour money back into the universities themselves. Listen, man, that's going to be a gigantic problem. And it's going to cause all sorts of ramifications throughout those universities, and tuitions are going to have to go up, and fees, because you know they're not going to get rid of any of the worthless professors who don't do anything. They've got tenure. So they're going to, you know, it's all going to go on the back of the incoming students. And at some point, I really do think that parents are going to start taking a look and thinking, wait a minute, my kid doesn't need to go to class now, and you want to jack tuition and fees up again? I'm not sure it's all going to work out for them too well.
So, Auburn, here in the conservative red state of Alabama, hired a professor, this punk kid, who has been on Twitter saying, F the police, and I mean, he's right there with the, you know, the Antifa, yeah, BLM messaging, real piece of work. And I'm wondering, why would Auburn hire somebody like that, knowing that kind of social media is not going to help the school with the donors and everybody else? I just don't get it.
Right. And why are donors? Because I was a donor to the Texas football program. I was a season ticket owner for 20 years. You know, I cut it all out a few years ago just because I got so irritated with them. But, If I was there now, I would cut it off immediately. I would not support this stuff, period, with a dime of my money. And I know lots and lots of people who are thinking along those lines. It's going to be an enormous money drain for these universities, and I just don't think these college presidents realize what they're doing yet and the full ramifications of it.
David Blackman, we so appreciate your time every Tuesday, and we never get to talk about all the things that I've got lined up to discuss, but it's all good, and Kamala Harris kind of chipped into our time today. Yeah, we'll have fun with that as we close in on Election Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Kamala, are you excited to be with Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. David.
All Biden's worried about is what does her hair smell?
Yes, you know, exactly. Remember the shampoo? God, I can never stop. You remember the shampoo in the 70s called Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I think that's what Joe got started on. Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific.
Yeah, Corn Pop gave him a bobblehead for
it. Thank you, David.
Swimming pool. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you later. Corn Pop. What a world we live in. 358. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The last couple of days, and it's been hot all summer. I'm not, like, new to the area. But yesterday was going outside in the afternoon with Seth and facing, it was like opening an oven door. It was just such intense dry heat. The good news is October's getting closer. We'll start seeing some cooling down soon. But make sure that if something goes wrong, you're teamed up with a company that can be out there and on the way that day to address an issue if something goes wrong. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, a membership gets you a tune-up that helps prevent those kinds of things, but it's still a man-made machine and they can break down on a moment's notice. If that happens to you, you want a company that's there to fix it on a moment's notice, and that's Clark's. 277-2125. Amazingly talented plumbers. They really know what they're doing. You'll pick up on that. They're just awesome people. You'll want to